I was blessed this week with a thought, and I'm going to share it with you this morning, and I hope it will be a benefit and blessing to you also. Not for sure how to get started in all this thought, but it started coming to me Wednesday night when we sang that song, I Still Trust You, Lord. And the song brings out the thought, I've seen the righteous man suffer, and I've seen the wicked look like go free. And in my frustration, it didn't make sense to me. And the chorus brings out about the Lord helping us and holding our hand. I want to get a scripture in Romans, the first chapter and the 20th verse. Romans 1 and 20 says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I'd like to borrow that thought this morning to recognize that it says the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. The invisible things, we could say spiritual things. Spiritual things are seen and understood by the things that are made. And Jesus brought simple parables that were profoundly deep to illustrate spiritual truths. And I want to say I believe we recognize from our human relationships, I believe God wants us to be able to see a heavenly relationship better by our earthly relationships. Now, sometimes it takes us a while to get a hold of that. If we were raised in a dysfunctional home where sin abounded, if we were raised in a home where our emotional needs were not met, sometimes it takes a while to get a hold of what is healthy and what's not. Now, there are some men, I want to use the word Brother Gary introduced. It wasn't part of my, but Brother Gary's brought it up different times about micromanage from his experience. And I feel like the Lord's been talking to me about that. Some husbands like to micromanage their wives. Some wives like to micromanage their husbands. I don't believe the Lord is interested in micromanagement. Now, let me bear with me and stay with me. I'm a detail person, and I struggle with details a lot. I like to get all my details figured out, which can be sometimes a hindrance of moving forward. But I'm finding that God, the Lord, doesn't always give us all the details. If He gives you all the details, that's great. But I feel like part of growth, you know, I've seen husbands just tell the wife every little thing to do, and that's not healthy. That's not right. And I don't believe God wants to do that to us. The scriptures talk about freedom. They talk about growth. It talks about liberty. It talks about, I believe God wants us to enjoy our relationship with Him. This happens on bigger scales. There's some movements like to micromanage the group, like to fill in all the details. One group I recently heard started asking to see income tax forms from the congregation. I think that's wrong. But some people do that. So Lord, help us in our lives to be able to see and recognize a proper balance in our relationships. And there's a few things that came to my mind in the scriptures that bring this out. One was where Paul and the company was going to Asia. They had in their mind to go to Asia. But it said the Spirit forbade them. And I don't know really altogether what that means. It's like the Lord closed the door somehow. The door closed. And then right after that, Paul had a dream of somebody from Macedonia calling to them. But that's all he got was Macedonia. And I think sometimes we like to get all the details. We want to know everything, and it doesn't work that way. I don't believe the Lord is going to... Now, there may be times where it's specific, where God gives us some details, and that's fine. He can give us details if He wants to. He's open to do that. But normally, I don't believe He gives us all the details. There was years ago when I took my training to go work at the school. I went to Dallas and they put us through a rigorous week of education. And one of the things that was brought out was the three different levels of initiative. And the lowest level of initiative was you got to go find the person. And then you got to tell them what to do. That was the lowest level. The second lowest, just above that, was the person that was there. But then you had to show them everything to do. And the top level of initiative was the person was there and he was doing what he could, what he knew to do. In other words, he was getting busy with, maybe he didn't know everything to do altogether, but he was busying himself with something that he knew to do. That was the highest level of initiative. And I believe this morning, sometimes if we don't get all of our details answered, I want to say this, there's the body of Christ. We can ask counsel one of another. We can ask advice. Especially if we've known someone's been through similar situations or circumstances. But I believe there's a place of common sense. I mean, we want to be led by the Lord. That's probably one of my greatest desires, to be led by the Spirit of God. But I don't believe God will give us all the details all the time. Many times He won't. I believe He'll give us a general direction, a burden. I don't think you always have to pray and find inspiration to go help someone in need. I believe if we see that there's a need and God has given us the ability to help, you know, we don't have to, I don't think, wait for a special inspiration to go help somebody that's in need. So Lord, help us in our lives to be, not get too hung up on the details, like I do sometimes. Sometimes I can be overwhelmed with the details, and it can cause me not to go forward with some of the things I do know. And maybe some of you have that difficulty also. But I believe the Lord will guide and direct us. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, in the 14th verse, it said, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." And that's all it said he did. He didn't give them all the details of how to use. You know, understanding a person's gifts takes time, it takes effort, it takes application of ourselves, it takes experience, we learn. But he didn't give them all the details here of what to do. He gave them their talents, said he left. And we know that 2 took some initiative. They went and began to trade with what they had. They began to use what they had. And the other one, he just buried his in a napkin. And it seems like it would almost be better to take initiative and make a mistake and a failure. That's another thing. Sometimes we have to battle the fear of failure, the fear of mistakes, making a mistake, making a blunder or failure. And that can kind of, but it would almost, it seems to me, better to make a failure and a mistake in an endeavor of doing something than just holding our talent, burying it in a napkin, and it's not being used, not being utilized. So Lord, help us today to be challenged to recognize that God, He may not give us all the details of what He'll do, but He'll give us an inkling, a burden, a general direction, and Lord, help us to follow. Help us not to be afraid to follow His leadings and to learn. And I want to say, life is a learning experience. I don't think you ever get too old to learn new things. And it seems like the older I've got, the more willing I'm to delve into things than I was when I was, I guess I was pretty timid and shy growing up. And I don't feel like I have quite the fear as I did. But the Lord wants us to, follow the general direction that He gives us and trust Him. And that was what came to me, that we follow those general guidelines and we do our best and we trust God. We trust God. If we make a mistake, if we do something that's not quite right, we trust God that He'll help us to see and help us to understand. But we trust God for the outcome also. We trust God that what we do, that the Lord is with us and He'll help us in our endeavors. And we want to believe in that and trust in that because the Lord did promise to help us. He promised to be our helper. I read that scripture in Isaiah. Let's see if it's the 54th. I believe it's Isaiah 54. Let me find it real quick. I'm not seeing it, but it's the one where it says, "The Lord is thy husband." Which verse? Yes. Let's read verse 4 with it. It says, "Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more, for thy Maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called." The Lord is our husband. When we're joined to him, he's not going to micromanage us. We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to make some failures, but that's the cost of freedom. We grow through those mistakes. We grow, we learn, and that's part of our relationship with God. And I believe it's a natural way. When we learn what is, and it's that way in our marriage. I kind of thought I had things under, had a pretty good level of understanding when I got married. But I didn't. I really didn't. There was a lot of things that I didn't know. And I've had to learn. One of them came to my mind. A lot of times my wife would call, "Supper's ready." And I'd be so involved and so busy. And she took all that time, all of her time, to prepare a meal for me. And then I just disregard it. And so I've learned, when supper's ready, to show respect, to show honor for what she has done. Just a lot of things like that. You know, you think you got it figured out, but through the experiences of life, and there's been a lot of other things too that I've had to learn. But that's part of life. It's part of growing. And I believe the Lord works through those things. He works through life, through the experiences of life. You know, he talked about the Holy Spirit being our teacher. You know, some people never learn those things. And it's not that the Holy Spirit just tells us everything ahead of time. Oh yeah, by the way. But as we initiate and as we start to go through life and we follow the general counsel and burden, the things that we know the best we can, we learn. And the Holy Spirit, I believe, through those circumstances, teaches us. I know he can whisper something to us ahead of time. I'm not taking that away. But many times it's through the experiences of life that he writes his laws upon the table of our heart. So don't ever allow the enemy to get us so down and so discouraged that because of a failure, because of a mistake, something we didn't realize, something we didn't know. That is so much better than just having our gifts and talents buried in the earth somewhere. God wants us to use what he's given us. And like I mentioned before, we can bounce ideas off of one another. God's given us ability to think. You know, we'd go up to Canada, and some of the people that came out of what they were in years ago with, I believe you know what I'm talking about. It was just like they were at a total loss because they were told everything. And it was like they, when that was taken away from them, they didn't know what to do. They were in trouble. And so many of them just scattered here and there. And how much better would it have been for them to gain experiences with God and, yeah, get a general direction idea, but when you micromanage, the person doesn't grow. A person doesn't mature. A person doesn't gain. And our children are the same way. We've got to let them make some mistakes. We try to keep them back from the big pitfalls or something really dangerous that would hurt them. But we've got to give them some room to make mistakes, to learn. You know, an overprotective parent, you know, that's just so overprotective all the time, they can't do anything. Now, there's a healthy balance. There's some parents that they don't care what their children are doing. And then other parents, it's like they're hemmed in. They're afraid that they're going to get hurt. And they're watching over them all the time and in fear and worry. There's a healthy balance to this, to our relationships. And we've got to find that balance. And I believe God has given us these things. That's what He talked about. The natural things, the invisible things are seen by the natural things that are made. We understand spiritual truth by the natural things, working with the natural things of life. But you know, some people never, they go through life and they never learn. They never find their mistakes. I remember a message when I first got saved and they described some people going through life like closing their eyes and going through a forest. Can you imagine? And they said, boom, they hit one tree, boom, they back off and shake their head a little bit and start running again and boom, hit another tree. Some people do that in life. They never learn. There's another verse I read. It talked about husbands dwelling with your wives according to knowledge. According to knowledge. That's knowledge that we get of their likes, their dislikes, what troubles them, what bothers them. We've got to dwell with them and they with us. It works both ways. I could say, wives, dwell with your husbands according to knowledge. Know what they like. Know what they don't like. Know what bothers them. And accommodate, respect, and honor. So the Lord help us today. The Lord, but that was a blessing to me this week, that we don't have to be in a strain on all the details of life. We trust God. We take the general direction. We trust God. We trust Him. If we got to make adjustments along the way, and you will. You know, you can't just put on autopilot and expect to get there. We've got to make adjustments. We've got to encounter those things, and we'll have to make adjustments according to knowledge. But that's a blessing that brought. Maybe it's because I'm swamped with a lot of details right now. But that's an encouragement to me to believe and know that. Our relationship with God, what would it be like if He told us every little thing to do? What would that be like? Every little thing, turn here, turn there. And we don't ever use good judgment. We don't ever use common sense and take responsibility. You know, I guess if we get every little detail, then we can blame God for it not working out. But I don't believe He'll give us all the details. But that shouldn't hinder our faith. That should encourage and increase our faith. Because God is not, he's not out of balance. He's in balance. And he wants our relationship with him and our relationship with others to be in balance. I appreciate your attention this morning. Anyway, think about these things, pray about them, and ask the Lord to help us to have that knowledge and that understanding that will bless us, and then be able to have that initiative in our hearts to follow God. Appreciate your attention.